Okay, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, and we were holding really right back, smack bang in the middle of the sugya over here, which was to try to figure out the way in which we could work out an approach that would allow all of the various mishnayot and braytot that seemed to have dinim of mukta that departed from the norm to be an expression of early mukta, which had begun much more chomer than it is today. And that's because Nehemiah had created a muktzah that was outrageous in order to stop the rampant Chilul Shabbos that was going on at the time. And then gradually the restrictions were relaxed as time went on. And so the approach over here was that maybe we could say that all of the various mishnayot that we've been having trouble with, and also other things we had mentioned earlier, were basically expressions of these early mishnayot, and they're no longer binding. So we spoke about the konim, which were used between the Lechem HaPonim, and that the only reason that they would take them off the Lechem HaPonim, according to the suggestion before Shabbat, was because it was still in the time of the great Chumrah, and perhaps that's the reason why they were willing to be Gozer Shvut B'Migdash, even though normally they weren't Gozer Shvut B'Migdash. Tosfos even points out over here, since they were being Mechal of Shabbat, so they were Gozer Shvut even in the Migdash. Okay, but that would all make sense of it. And the problem, of course, is what in the world is wrong with Kanim anyway? I mean, what, you know, we're saying that, is it a Kalishim Lachta Le'isr, the Kanim? I mean, what is it? Just there for the air, basically, to get through? I mean, why is it a Kalishim Lachta Le'isr, Bechlau? There's a lot of discussion about this problem in general. Someone in Taina, because it was only something that was meant for a Tzorach of a Mitzvah, it didn't have a normal usage, because nobody would normally stack bread. And therefore, you can't call it a kli, which is a malach for anything but a specific use. And so, but by the way, there's one very, very interesting side point over here, which is that the reason that it says that they didn't use them on Shabbat was because it's not so bad, because it's not going to get, there's no ipush in one day. So you might as well take them off Erev Shabbat. It doesn't seem that there's an argument about that element of the halacha. In other words, yeah, there's a question of whether there's another explanation, whether we accept Rabbi Elazar's pshat, that this was at the time of, specifically, of all set kodem hatarat kelim. But the bottom line is that the principle, and it's interesting that the Mishnah Brura, many argue on him, but the Mishnah Brura makes a big point of this Gemara. He says, because assuming that nobody's arguing on that point, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, but I mean, nobody focused on that issue, it would appear that the only time that we say that you can use something, the tzarach gufo, is when you really need it. But if you have an alternative, then you shouldn't use it, because there's an alternative, which is tremendous chumrah. It's not muskar anywhere else. And many tainanim, you can't bring a raya from a psak that was not negel halacha, because anyway, we reject this whole approach, really, as we don't take the approach these were all kodem hatarat kinim. But certainly a very interesting point that he brings, which is negel very much halacha. And the last case that we hadn't finished yesterday, the last case that we talked about was the Glustera, and that's in the second line. We mentioned a bunch of cases, and the penultimate case was the Glustera case. And what was the Glustera case? It's not neger, sheyesh barosho Glustera. If you have a bolt, they used to use these little pieces of wood, they would stick in to bolt the door. If on the top of this piece of wood, there is basically a bulb shape, so that it could be used as a something that you could crush things with. And a bulb is a glustra. What do we call a bulb? Huh? Gistera. So if it has a glustra of Yeshua on there, that then Shomtamina Petar mi petar zevetolabhavero bishabbat, what you can do is you can't actually pick it up directly, but you can take it out of this door, because it's a kli, it's not just a piece of wood. You can take it out of this door, and you can put it into another door, to lock that door, but only to be shomate it. You knock it out and let it fall. You can't just handle it normally, even though clearly this is a tzar of gufo, because I want to go now and use it for locking another door. And he says, I can't do that.
Sometimes locking out.
Yeah.
But the tola is pretty...
But also, it would mean that I have to do it, you know, sort of not in a normal way. I'd have to be gorer it. I can't do normal tiltal on it. Which is very strange, because this is a classic case of use, which is the Tzorah Gufa. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, What's the problem, says Rabbi Tamara? Why is this an issue? Why can't I be mitalto this like I can any other kli and not worry about it? So what indeed is the sherish of the Rabbi Yoshua Shita? So the objection on Rabbi Elazar is that Enochinami, this is a leftover Mishnah that he was quoting from the time of the Chumras, in which there hadn't yet been Matir Letzorach Gufo, that was the Chozer V'Yitiru, Letzorach Gufo, and this was still a residual Mishnah from that time. Meducha, the final case was the case of Meducha, that's the case we've been asking all along, was the case of Meducha, that we said over there, that the question is why you can only move it if it has Shum in it. Right, so that's very strange. Why, well, can I move it just because I need it? So that was one of the cases. We gave all kind of tuitzim before, was talking about that it was a mechama letzel, and mechama letzel, you can't move it. So, but the simple solution is that that was a leftover Mishnah. Or my rabbi says, Rabbi, well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't see why you have to say it. I mean, it's an interesting suggestion, but there's certainly another approach to all of these cases. I mean, mine. I mean, it's rare for us, without having proof, to say that what we're looking at is a Mishnah that was Mishnah from the time of Nehemiah and that has gotten stuck here in the Seder HaMishnayos. I mean, there's an easy way to understand each and every one of these cases. They may well be contemporary cases. And I'll explain each case. Look, the case of Konim. The case of Konim, the whole point of the Konim is time of my Mishum Yafushe. Okay, so again, Baha'i put alone the afish. You don't need the cunning on Shabbos, as we mentioned before. Because it's not going to get spoiled anyway, just overnight, basically. Tomorrow morning we're going to be taking the lechem aponim out of this. We don't have to worry about it. The case of maklot, which is where we are using, instead of putting the poles on Erev Shabbos, which was on Shabbos from Erev Pesach, to use your hands. Maybe it's efshek or Elazar. Shouldn't you chayach to do it the way Rabbi Elazar is saying, that you can use your hand instead of a pole? No, okay. Both cases here. Glustra, Kedaribianai. Yeah, this case of Rabbi Elazar, we don't paskin like he would learn it from, but because even though we don't paskin like it, but it doesn't seem we're going to argue about these kind of issues. Glustra, Kedaribianai. The case of Kalustra may be talking about Rabbi Yonai. Rabbi Yonai says we're talking about a Chotzer She'ena Mu'revis Askina. There's a reason that it has to now be moved in this kind of way. You're not allowed to take it out of a Chotzer, the bias into a Chotzer. And therefore, he was afraid that you're not being metal to it. So Rabbi Yoshua, what's the Machlokas? The Machlokas would be that according to Rabbi Yoshua is saying that Tocha Petach Kilifni. Since the place where you put a bolt in the door is within the doorway is considered to be inside the house, not in the chotzer. So since it's inside the house, so now we have a problem, because then you're going to be metal to monitor about him b'chotzer. We're afraid that if we allow you to take it directly, so then tiltul gomer, you're going to end up carrying it into the chotzer. You can only do it minatzad. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is a simple story. Ostocha petach is also considered to be part of the chotzer. So what's the difference if you carry it in the chotzer? That's money the chotzer come betalto, which is mutter lechatchila. Therefore he says it's the same. That's why he throws in the word bechotzer. Otherwise, what was the bechotzer doing there, bechlam? And meducha, we already explained earlier the problem. The meducha, we said it could be done like Rabbi Nehemiah. Or the other direction we said, kam letzel. So there's no hechrech to find a common denominator here by saying that what do they call like limbs that are left over from not residual. No. Vestigial. There's a vestigial Mishnah, basically, on the way to the full evolution of Dinei Mukta. You don't have to say. Sabbat Josh is not here. Our president is not here. We're in big trouble. You'll have to tolerate my Zorta Evaka Mishnah. Kola kevin nitalim litzorech, v'shalo litzorech. Now, all of the kelim which are nitalim whether for need or for no need. Whereas Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, einan nitalim ela letzorech. Now, of course, we've already seen that Rabbi Nehemiah's tzorech is a lot different than our tzorech, because Rabbi Nehemiah's tzorech means tzorech hamiuchad lahem. And that becomes clear in a braita in the Gemara later on, where it says you can only use something for the main purpose for which it was made. So, when he says, ein nitalim ela letzorech, there may be here a three-way issue. In other words, we have the tzorach by our definition, shelo tzorach by our definition, and then the tzorach of Reb Nechemya's definition, which may be yet even more limited than the tzorach that we were saying. So let's take a look at what those words tzorach and shelo tzorach mean. The truth is, we're going to have to here think about the machlokas that we had earlier, which is the status of tzorach mekomo. Remember that we had a machlokas of Abaye and Rava yesterday about what the case is of tzorach mekomo, whether tzorach mekomo requires a chazor v'hitiru, that it's a less reasonable basis for moving something. So you needed to have a further heter on the original takonim Nechemya to allow tiltul the tzorach mekomo. Or, as Rava tainted, why is the issue of whether you're using the kli letzorach or the place letzorach important? The issue over here is tiltul letzorach, not the tzorach of the kli, it's the your tzorach. So therefore, according to Rava all along, we never distinguished between tzorach mekoma or tzorach gufa. A need is a need is a need. It makes no difference whether it's the need of the kli, particularly the need of the place of the kli. The machlokas that we have over here reflects that machlokas yesterday. As a matter of fact, because of that, some have the gears here instead of Omar Rabba, Omar Abaye, because it was Abaye who said, had that opinion in the Gemara we learned before. So, but this Rabba over here essentially expresses what Abaye expressed, that there's two different in Yoni, which is the Tzorach Guf and the Tzorach Makom. Okay. So therefore, Tzorach, Tainas Rabba, means the Tzorach would be a reference to a Dovah Shumalak to Laheter. And when it says the Tzorach means the Tzorach Guf, and Shalom Tzorach, it's referring to so that the Mishnah, when it says the tzorach, shalom tzorach is only talking about keum shemachum lehetter, and shalom tzorach is the tzorach mekoma, which of course, according to Rava, is nonsensical. Because you can't call the tzorach mekoma shalom tzorach. That is the tzorach, by definition, according to him. So this clearly is following the sheet of Abaye earlier. Whereas, if we were talking about a dover shemachum lehetter, then, and again, this reflects Abaye, this is not halachah lemaaseh, we don't paskin like this. But if it's a Madovish Malak Eliyeter, then indeed, Eliyeter, then indeed only Tzorach Gufo, but Tzorach Mekomo not. And now comes on Rebbe Nechemya says, Afilu Dovish Malak Eliyeter is only Mutu Tzorach Gufo, but not Tzorach Mekomo. You will recall this is precisely what Abaye claimed yesterday. Omar Rava, Omele Rava, well, how could you possibly say that Tzorach Mekomo is called Shalo Tzorach? What does that mean? In what sense is it Shalom Tzorach? Do you need it or you don't need it? You need it. So what's the difference? Whether you need the kli or whether you need the place of the kli? So the Tzorach Mekomo Shalom Tzorach Karita Lei. That's outrageous. Elam HaRav, I'll tell you, the correct interpretation Mishnah is that Tzorach refers to, of course, either Tzorach Gufa or Tzorach Mekomo. And if you're talking about a Dovah Shemlach to Leheter, the Shalom Tzorach would be Afilu Michama Letzel. That's Shalom Tzorach, where you don't need a place, you don't need the kli, you're simply worried that it's going to get ruined. It's out in the rain. That's shalom, that's truly shalom tzorach. It's to no need that you currently have of any type. It's to a concern you have, not to a need you have. So therefore, I say, says Rabbi, Adavah Shemalach Talahatah, then a tzorach gufa, then a tzorach bekomo is called the tzorach. Shalom tzorach would be a case of afilim yichamel itself, which again, according to Rav Ashita yesterday, is indeed mutter in a kli shemalach talaheter. You'll note once again that nobody's being mater kli shemalach talaheter just for kicks. In other words, halacha lemaisa, you can't move a kli shemalach talaheter for no reason at all. Although I must tell you that the Aruch HaShulchan claims that for kicks is a valuable use.
So,
exactly, if you're twiddling, why isn't twiddling a tzorach? So, I mean, according to him, it turns out that shalom tzorach is simply not thinking about anything at all. You're not even enjoying your twiddling. You're just, but then it's like misasik v'alma. But that's a sheet that's a little bit strange.
But isn't protecting it from, like, I don't want it to get damaged. Isn't that like a future need?
Yeah, but the meaning of need is current need. It's future concern. It's an interesting point that Bobby's bringing up, which is, and it comes up in halacha, if I need the kli today, I'm going to need it later. If it gets wet now, I won't be able to use it later. Then the movement, mechama letzel now, according to many shitas, is mutter because it's part of my immediate need for actual usage. There is such a point. Okay, whereas when you talk about a davar shemachta l'yisr, so again, I mean, letzorech, would have to include both Tzarek Guf and Tzarek Mekomo, because it's the same exact thing, according to me, Tanya's Rava. But Mechamel itself, as we saw yesterday, there's no heter to move a Kli Shemalachto Le'yisr. By the way, I should mention to you that there are Shitas who hold that according to the Shita of the Tesis that we read yesterday, which is that even at the time of maximal Gezerah of Nehemiah, it never included dishes. Food, dishes, clothing, those type of things were never included because they're not bechlal included under a concept of mukta. So if that's true, then there would be no limitation on moving it just for kicks, according to anybody, when it comes to things that you're using for achiyah, right? So that twiddling with your kalim on the table might be mutter legamre, and what the Shulchan Aruch asers would only be a specific thing that's not, would have been included under kalim that are malach v'laheter and so on, but they're still included under kalim. But Nechamel itself says, well, when we're talking about Kalisha Malach v'laheter, lo. So Yosef Rav Safa, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Huna Bar Chanina, they're all sitting around, and they were asking, well, what's the pshat? Because according to Rabbah, then how could you possibly move Aliba to Rebbe Nechemia? Hani ka'arot eichem etatulina. See, if you hold like Rabbah that a tzorach mekomo is a tzorach gufo, so fine, now I don't have a problem. Because Rebbe Nechemia is also a matul tzorach gufo, right? If you hold according to Rabbah, which is a bayashita, that tzorach gufo is not, tzorach mekomo is not called tzorach gufo. And since according to Rebbe Nechemia, even a Kalisha Malachta Laheta, therefore, would not be allowed to be moved, Litzorach Mekomo. So I'd like to understand, according to him, how do you remove plates from the table? You finished eating, so you use the plate for Tzorach. Now you want to remove the plate with all the leftovers, which are not going to be eaten. How do you take it off the table? You're not allowed to move your plate, because it's not its main function to remove things on. It's only that you want the table clean. But that's a Tzorach Mekomo. Well, that's crazy. How could he possibly say that? Amul Rav Safra, I'll tell you, very simple. Meet it the Agarav Shori. Remember that there's an area in which Muksa doesn't apply. Muksa doesn't apply when it comes to removing disgusting things from view. If you have a chamber pot, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. You're talking about human waste, certainly have no function on Shabbos. But nonetheless, you're allowed to move it. Same thing would be true according to Rabbi Nechemia. A plate full of garbage has enochinami, no use except Tzorach Mekomo, which is not a use according to him. But you could still waive the dinei muktzah because it's a gerav shori, and there's no muktzah that they were gozer on a gerav shori. Omele Abayo Rabban, our Abayo hadn't been privy to that discussion, pointed out that to Rabba directly to his face, he said, Lamar, according to you, sir, Aliba de Rabbi Nechemia, Harikar Sechem Tatalin, and Lahum. So Reb Safra interfered, and he said, no, they already discussed this in the Beis Medrash, and we already came up with an answer. That Chavrayim Tirgama Midirah Yagarav Shari in the Beit HaMidrash, we already came up with a solution to the problem. The rabbi doesn't have to address this. I don't know. I didn't keep record.
But a clean plate?
No, a clean plate is Bechlal. He's saying there was no, according to us, according to Rav
Nechemia.
According to Rav Nechemia, a clean plate can only be moved in order to put food on it. Yeah. That's right. So again, we have our old standby questions are, of course, the Meduka case. What about Meduka? According to you, Rava, there should be no difference because you're allowed even to be Metatli Tzorach Mekomo. So why exactly can't, even though it's a Kli Shemalach V'laHeter, so why can't I move it? No, he said, it's not talking about the Tzorach Mekomo, it's talking about the Chamel itself. So I agreed that a grinder, if I'm in a crusher, mortar and pestle, which is going to be doing a toldo of grinding, is usher. So the Kli Shemalach V'laHeter, which Mechamel itself, I agreed, is usher. Okay, how about the other old standby? The Beit Shammai Hill standby. V'shavim shim ki tzeva lav basar, the old Ali with the basar. V'shasur l'taltala, why is it asur l'taltala? I mean, it's certainly, the Tzorach Mekomo should be mutter. At most, it's a Kli Shemalach V'laHeter, right? Of course, we're not assuming over here the terrace that we said earlier that it was Muktzah Machmas Kisron Kisron. So he said, okay, now we become a Litzel. V'hod etznan. And again, Tosis explained why we didn't want to say that all along, right? Because it was mashal for any need. V'hod etznan. How about this case? And this is a new case, a fascinating case. We're talking about on Yom Tov over here, just like the case of the Ali. And it says over there, Ein Sobchinat Agdera Bibakat V'chein V'delet. Now you have over here a log. Now a log on Yom Tov, L'chore is a klishim alachto leheter. And you want to use this bakat because you can use it to burn. So now you want to use the bakat to put under a pot that's a little bit falling off of the plot or something. Or you want to put it in front of a door to prevent the door from slamming. So it says over here that you're not allowed to. So how do you explain that? I mean, isn't the bakat on Yom Tov a dovish malachto leheter? So doesn't that mean alma dovish malachto leheter bein letzor gufo bein letzor mekomo asur? You see that it's osir? No. The reason over there that it's osir is not because it's under the normal categories of klishim malachto leheter, but rather because on Shabbos it would be osir, and therefore since kiman de b'Shabbos dovish malachto leyisur, since on Shabbos it's considered to be a dovish malachto leyisur, we're gozer yom tov otu Shabbat, because if people get used to the idea of picking up a log and using it for things that have nothing to do with the log's use on Yom Tov, so Mamela don't end up doing the same thing on Shabbos. V'chit, even maybe you'll say, but no, even on Shabbos it should be able to move a log. The Hadovah Shemalakul, yes sir, the Torah Grufa, the Torah Bekom Ashari. So why can't I move the log, hold the door open on Shabbos? Ah, because this is not a Kli Shemalakul, yes sir. It's Muxa Machmas Grufa. It's not a Kli, it's not a Teres Kli. Since it's not a Teres Kli, obviously the heterim of movement don't apply to it. Zahani mila yechad ika torat kli alav. Yechad aleka torat kli alav lo. We do not allow you to move something that has no usage whatsoever in terms of being an instrument. Now, you're telling me that we're gozer, but you're coming out like this. On Yom Tov, this bakat is perfectly usable. And the only reason we're not allowing you to use it to stop your door is because of Gzer of Shabbos. By the way, you should just know that in the Gemara in Beitza, we come out being Doha, all of this. And we say that a bakat, that lo hutru etzim elal hasakad bilvad. It's a completely different issue. It's not, they don't have a din of a klishim malachto leheter. However, this entire sugya is proceeding along the lines that a bakat, since it's usable for putting it to your fireplace, is essentially malachto leheter. Okay. So assuming that's true, you're saying the reason that you can't use it to stop the door is because of the gzeira that you'll end up then doing the same thing on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, mi gazrina, do we indeed say that things that are usher on Shabbat are usher on Yom Tov by definition? Vatzlan meshilin perot derech haruvah b'Yom Tov avalo b'Shabbat. They say the Teirush. Somebody was drying things up on his roof, and now there's a storm coming. He has a skylight on his roof. So all he has to do is shove everything downstairs. You're allowed to do that. Just drop it through. It's not a big tircha. It's true, where it goes a tircha. It's not a big tircha. Just shove everything down the skylight. But you can't do that on Shabbos. So if you can't do it on Shabbos, why are we allowing you to do it on Yom Tov? According to you, we make Gzeira Shabbos out of Yom Tov. Well, that's a good point, but what, Milo Gazrina, and how about this other Mishnah, that which clearly implies that we do make Gzeira, but it's not. Ein bein yom tov shabbat elo okol nefesh b'vad. As the Mishnah says, there's no differences except things that have to do with the preparation of food. So that's mashma. Now, anything that was asur on Shabbat would be asur on Yom Tov. I mean, how are you going to explain these two Mishnayot? They contradict each other. There's no contradiction. We're well aware of an extent of machlokas about this issue, because we have the famous case we had earlier, just last week. In the case of Otov et Benosh and Otlulubor. So you have now the parent and the child. I can't possibly shech both of them. Again, we're talking about Yom Tov. I can't shech both of them. They fall into a bor, which is an emergency for livestock. I got to get it out of the bor. Okay. So what I can do is, Reb Eliezer says, look, there's not much to do because, I mean, you can't shech both of them. So if you're going to take out one and shech it, then the other one is by definition booked, so there's no use for it. So you can take the first one, ma'aleta rishon amanat shochto, and then you can shecht it, fine. But sheni osilo parnasato v'mekomo b'shvei shelo yamut, you're allowed, just like you're always allowed for an animal to do whatever you need to do to allow it to survive, do whatever you need to do, but don't pick it up. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, what's the problem? Pretend that you're taking up the first one to shecht it, then decide you'd rather have the second one, and then go take the second one. Umarim, Umaleh tashini, now you've got both of them. Okay, ratazeh shochet, ratazeh shochet. You can take your choice of whichever one that you want. And so, memela, since we could say that whether we're going to be matir this additional tircha on Yantiv or not, even though we wouldn't be matir on Shabbos, isn't that the machlokas? No, this is the Gemara has nothing to do with it. Nimai, well, what are you talking about here? Dilma Adkan, like we said before. The only reason Rebbe Eliezer over here said that you should not be mala it, is not because we're going to be gozer and say tircha on Yantiv is also just like the third Shabbos. It's because it's after the final sign. It's because, look, there's what to do about it. You can take the tircha putting things down. And that way it'll survive. But, I mean, in this case, let's say a case of mashiling. What are you going to do? You're going to let the stuff get ruined in the rain? So they're over there, he would be mocking you. He said, don't let it get ruined in the rain. He wouldn't say we're going to be gozer. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Who says there's anything to do with that? Inami akam lakam Rabbi Yeshua asum dev shabah haramah. But the only reason Rabbi Yeshua said, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry because you're pretending that you need it for shechita. So that's called harama, okay. So you're using harama to get it up. But straight out to say that it would be mutter to take a tircha on yanta, that I wouldn't be allowed to on Shabbos, maybe not. Who said? So you could use harama, maybe he would have indeed said just the opposite. We said it's awesome. So that can't be the basis of the machlok, is to say that the two mishnayot of Meshilin versus the mishnah of Megillah of Ein Bein, that reflect the machlokas over here between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer is crazy to say such a thing. No, you're right. But there's another machlokas that it could represent. Lokasha. Ha-Beit Shammai, Ha-Beit Hillel. There is a machlokas, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, that revolves around this issue. It's not. Beit Shammai omrim, Ein motzi'in atakatan v'talulav et sefer Torah l'rishut rabim, u'Beit Hillel matirim. So here we're talking again, Yontif. We're talking about Hotza'ah, which is Shalol L'Tzorach Achila. So you don't intend to eat the baby. So the question is, can you carry the baby out? Or Sefer Torah, you're not going to eat? Okay, so the Shalom is with a Hotza'ah, Shalol L'Tzorach, is Mutter with a Migo. Right? That since it was Hutra L'Tzorach, Mitoch Hutra L'Tzorach, Hutra Nami Shalol L'Tzorach, Machlok is Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel Matirin. So we can assume, it sounds a little bit outrageous on the surface, we can assume that the same way that they argue about the Nafka Mina in terms of Hotza'ah, they would argue about whether you would be good there till on Shabbos, which is similar to Hotza'ah. Says the Gemara, even the Shabbos, they Shammai Hotza'ah? Till Mishamitul? Where do you get that from? We're arguing over about a Malach, whether we say, since it's Hutra L'Tzarek, it should be Hutra Shalom L'Tzarek. What does that have to do with the question of whether we would Aser be Matir Tiltol on Shabbos, on Yontif, which would be Aser on Shabbos? And he wasn't talking about Mukta. Ah, says the Gemara. And here, of course, these are the critical words on which the Rambam bases the whole. They occur in a few places, although unfortunately they occur sometimes with a little bit of a change in Nusach that changes their meaning. But the way we have it over here is, and Rashi indeed supports this in other places, is purish, the Tiltol Gufe isn't ultimately the purpose of the Yisurim of Mukta as we have them. And that's not to say that Ezra didn't include, Nehemiah didn't include additional issues, because, I mean, in his days, there were other problems, because they were being Mechal Shabbos openly, not only in terms of Otsah. But Lemaisa, I mean, the idea of Tiltul, qua Tiltul, just to move something, not to use something. To move something, I mean, ultimately, the justification for making movement an issue is only because movement already is an issue on Shabbos. Moving from one location to another. So the fact that we wanted to regulate now the ease with which things are picked up and moved is all part of Tiltul. So if that's the case, if Tiltul is Rishon Hatzah, so then we could say that indeed the Machlokas Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about Hotzah on Yontif is reflected in the dinim of the way they would be Machmer Lagabe Tiltul on Yontif. According to Beis Shammai, we have to be Machmer on Yontif too. The Af Rav Savalot other Rava. Rav also agrees, like Rava, namely that you cannot make a distinction between Tzorach Mekomo and Tzorach Gufo. A Tzorach is a Tzorach. And the meaning of the mission of Shalola Tzorach has got to be Mekam Latzel, not Tzorach. How do we know that? Yomar Rav, Mar Shaloi Ganev, Zeltil for Shalola Tzorach. You have a hoe, and you want to make sure that hoe is not stolen. You want to move it into the house. That's called Tufashol Tzorach, and it's us. Now that seems to be saying very clearly that the only reason it's us, Taima Shelo Yigane, that it's because I don't intend to use it, I don't need its place, I just want to protect it. That's why it's called Osir, and it's called Shalot Tzorach. Ava, Letzorach Gufo, Letzorach Mikomo, would be precisely the same, would be Mutter, which is precisely what Rava said. No, Mikamel Letzor, same as Shalot Yigane. Yeah, this is a classic Mikamel Letzor usage. We always take paradigms, we use models. And the model then used, which is for the protection of the thing, is called Mikamel Letzor. Now, you're telling me that Rav agrees that the Tzorach Mekomo is the equivalent of Tzorach Gufo. But wasn't there a case where if Kahana came to Rav's house and Rav made an announcement, and his announcement was, Atile Shuta Lekahana Leite Vale, bring that trap over there to Rav Kahana to sit on. Now, why did he make such a fuss over it? Bring it to Kahana to sit on. Why didn't he just say, bring it over to Kahana? Isn't it? Wasn't he trying to say something? He was trying to say, "Lav lameimra, the davar shemalato v'yisser, the tzorach gufo, only is mutter." So since Rav Kahana needed to sit on it, so fine, bring it to him to sit on. But if he would have just needed to put a chair down where the trap was, he wouldn't have allowed you to move the trap on Shabbos because the trap is a davar shemalach kli shemalato v'yisser because trapping is also on Shabbos. Isn't that what he's saying? That contradicts what he said over here, that the only thing that's called usur is to prevent it from being stolen. Says, what he said to them was, shkolu shuta mikame kahana, move the shuta away because kahana needs the place. On the contrary, he said it was tzorach mekomo. Vibois ema, or lemaisa, it could be, that hatam mikame letzel havi, that actually, it was in a lousy location for it. It was being damaged for whatever reason. And had he not said beferish, the fact was that I need him to sit on it, then people would have assumed that he was being matir, mikam al-tzel. He couldn't have said move it because we needed a place, because they didn't need the place. So it's what he was trying to do. He was trying to make a use of it that would allow them to move it out of its place where it was getting damaged. Maybe it was sitting in the mud or whatever. So therefore, he said, don't think I'm being matir, moving it mikam al-tzel. Move it for a purpose. Let Rav Kahana sit on it, and that way we avoid the problem. Why not? What do you mean? It's a Tzorach Gufo.
Use it as a chair.
Yeah, using it as a chair is fine. Now, Rav Mori Barokal Havilei Yagi Beisadiyuta B'Shimshon. Rav Mori Barokal had himself a little a lawn chair that was out in the sun. And also the Kami to Rava. So he comes to Rava to ask him if he's allowed to move it out of the sun. Malatil Talino. Now, of course, Rava holds that a Kli Shemalach Leheter, which this is, lawn chair, deck chair, is okay to move out of the sun. So we told him, yeah, well, what's the problem? You can move it. Sure. So he said, well, but the truth is, Itli Afrin, I mean, I've got another chair inside, so I don't have to move it. So he said, well, you know, I mean, there might be a need for the chair if 5,000 people suddenly back into your house. No, he says, easily not me local. I got enough chairs for anybody. So Rav said to him, okay, listen here. You know, I already see where you're heading. The Lita died to the Karabas here. Look, it's obvious that you don't hold a mic sack. Okay. So you hold a Rabba. Very good. The Kulayama, show it with the Dov Hasser. For the rest of the world, it's Mutter. For you, it's Hasser. By the way, we actually learned from here a din in sack. That if you know that somebody holds like a different posse, then you can tell them, look, for you it's also. You know, tell them, I hold its mutter. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba Ashi, Amar Rab, Machbedot Shem Milta. Well, why was he trying to find an actual usage? No, he sensed that he didn't want to be Mekomo on the Sabbath. Yeah. If you want to just breathe. Correct. Yeah. But the whole Hanukkah that he was asking was irrelevant. Who cares whether you need it? You don't need it. I mean, that's why he started telling him, well, for guests. I mean, if you're worried about that, you can use it. Don't worry about it. Well, he saw already he is worried about it. Then he understood that it was Megea the way he looked at the Hanukkah. Now we have a very contemporary issue, which is, what type of car wash would you bring your car into? One of these? Not on Shabbos. You want to use Dafka the felt car wash that protects the finish of your car, or would you even use a brush car wash? Because you don't care about the finish of your car because you live in a third world country. So that's the question. Amar Rav, machbedot shel milta, if you're talking about a broom that's made out of pieces of cloth. So just sort of very carefully we'll move things. This is used on a table, really. Machbedot shel milta. You use it on your table so it gets things off the tablecloth. Okay, machbedot shel milta you can use on Shabbos. But shel tamara is muksa, because you can't use it on your floor, because it's going to be mash legumes. So if you can't use it on your floor, it becomes a klisha marakul yisir. Says Rabbi Elazar, af shel tamara. You can even use tamara. Now, but my asking, are we talking about a case where you need it for something else? I mean, you're talking about tzarech gufa, tzarech mekoma. I mean, why would Rav usher it? I mean, Rav is the one who said you could move even the tzarech mekoma, klisha marakul yisir. So, alim a Rav. A Rav can rub a sphere. Like, didn't we just prove that Rav holds a sphere, rubber, that you can even move it with a gufo? It's got to be the case of his Bechamel itself, right? But then, how would Rav Elazar be matter at Bechamel itself, since it's clearly a Kli Shemalak L'Yisr? So, Lema Rav Elazar, Afshal Tamara, Liyola Bechamel itself? Amen. Now, there's a completely different gears over here, which the Gra brings from the Gainim and in the Rush, in which it says that he holds Rabbi Shimon, the Dover Shenim is carving mutter, meaning that the problem of using brooms that are made out of date, the date the brushes, is only because of a chashash that's going to make gumas. It's not a secretion. And since he holds of Rabbi Shimon, you could use it even. If you use it, it's a klishavak lehetah. It's a klishavak lehetah. You can indeed move Bicham Letzel. And that's what they would be arguing in. But Enochinami, if you don't have this girsa, or you hold as Rashi holds that even according to Rabbi Shimon it's also because it's a psik reisha, so then you would have to have our girsa aim of a chen amar Rabbi Elazar, not that Rabbi Elazar argued, but that Rabbi Elazar agreed. Lamaisa, all of this is irrelevant in a modern context, because since we have now cities in which all the floors are merutzafot, so we're not knowing any iser, even with the shel tamara. Even if you would hold normally it's a psik ratio, at least according to Moshitis. Zakre like a Mishnah, Kol Hakelim Hanitalim Bishabos, Shivreim Nitalim Imahem, Ubilvad Shu Osin Me'ein Milacha. So any Kli that broke, now we're going to see when it broke in the Gemara, did it break Arab Shabbos or break on Shabbos? But any Kli that broke, shattered on Shabbos, you could use, the word Imahem is not correct here, just ignore it. So you can use the Shvarim, the broken pieces, as long as they're usable. Because since this was a kli, originally was a kli, it doesn't lose its shame kli, but gabi mukta, if it's still usable. So for instance, you had an areva, which is a kneading container. It's a large, what do you call those things? This? A trough, or even a straight, like they use the board, yeah. So if you could use that v'chasot em et pi achavit, right? I mean, the pieces that are left may be large enough to cover a barrel, or if you have broken glass, you can use a piece of glass as a plug for a perfume bottle or something. So v'chasot em et pi achavit. Rabbi Yudah says, no, that's not enough. It's b'vajyo simei melach tan. They would have to be able to serve the same type of purpose they originally had. Shivrei areva, let's say you have now an eating trough. There has to be enough left that you could pour, let's say, some cereal into it. So that's similar. You can have now grain mixed with milk. Okay, that's similar to a dough. It's the same type of thing. Or if you have skulchit, skulchit was used as a container. So originally it was a milk bottle. Okay, if you could put a little bit of oil in it to dip your finger in for, you know, something. But it has to be similar to the type of usage that it was originally considered a kli for. Now comes the Gemara to determine whether we're talking about breakage on Shabbos or before Shabbos. I'm going to read on the Shmuel. The whole machloket over here is dafka if these things were broken before Shabbos. That there, ma'asav ha'ein melach tan'in, the ne'ein melach ha'acheret lo, ma'asav ha'afil ne'ein melach ha'acheret. So there the machloket is, was considered to be a retaining its shame of a kli. But when it comes to Shabbos, what's the problem? If they broke on Shabbos, since they were muchanim al gabei avihem, since in their original form, at the time of the Chalos of Shabbos, they were considered to be a Kli, so Muktzah was defined by that, and they no longer are going to lose their Shem Muktzah as long as they're something. So why would I need that it should be me'ain the malach, the original malach? So then the real kol mutarim hogu mukhanim agabe avia. Mosiv Reb Zutra or my Zutra as Eligirson. They seek in the kelim, they may seek in b'shivrei kelim. Now explain to me the Mishnah that says that on Yontiv you can use a kli for firewood, but you can't use broken pieces of a kli for firewood, which certainly seems a little bit non-intuitive. So let's talk about over there. When did these kelim break? The Nishbu Emad. I mean, if they broke Erev Yontiv, I mean, so then it's absolutely crazy. So then if they broke Erev Yontiv, you're talking about something that's essentially good for firewood. You've got a busted chair, broke Erev Yontiv, you're telling me you can't use that on Yontiv. Why not? That's what it was always for. Why can't I use it on Yontiv? So it's Eitzim B'Almaninu. Elolav, it's got to be talking about on Yontiv itself. And now the problem over here becomes that if you have over here Shivrei Kelim, that now they became Nolav. That I could, oh, now it starts to make sense. So in other words, if you're talking about on Yontiv, so it says may seek in Bekalim, then may seek in Beshivrei Kelim, which means that it's more of a problem when the Shvira occurs on Shabbos, not less of a problem. If we take Yontiv as a model, if anything, this doesn't make any sense. And the truth is, if you think about it, the Me'in Malacha issue versus Me'in Malachtan immediately shouts to you it's a Nolad issue, right? Because why else do I care? And the question is this something different? That's the issue. Well, why would something different be Nogea Erev Shabbos? It makes much more sense. Something different is a Shabbos issue, and that's a question of Nolad. Okay, that's therefore the correct way to understand the Mishnah. Eliyitmar, Archi Yitmar, Omer Vino Mishmur Machlokis is Dav Keshenishbru B'Shabbos. Because Marsav Amuchanu, since it was Muchan at the beginning of Shabbos, this is not considered to be a Nolad Gomor to make it Mutzer. But the other man, the Yama holds, that no, this is similar to Nolad. Unless it's still usable in the original form. Avo Me'erev Shabbos, what's the problem? The Me'erev Shabbos, whatever Malach it's useful for, then that becomes the thing that it is at the beginning of Shabbos, and I can use it. So there, Divrei HaKol Mutarim. It was prepared for that type of usage during the day before Shabbos began. Tani Chada, one Man D'Yoma has over here in the Braita, Mesikim Mekelim, Ve'in Mesikim Mishivrei Kelim. And another Braita says, Kishem Shemesikim Mekelim, Kach Mesikim Mishivrei Kelim. And yet a third Braita says, Ein Mesikim Lo Bekelim, Lo Mishivrei Kelim. Oh my God. So how do we explain this? Very simple. We know that we have three Shitas when it comes to Mutzah. We have Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we have Rabbi Shimon Shita, and we have Rabbi Nechemya Shita. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Mukta, and therefore holds of Nolad, because we said Man D'Yomer was Makban on Mukta, is Makban on Nolad. So therefore, according to him, you can only use Kelim, because they're not Mukta. But you can't use Shivrei Kelim, because Nolad is Mukta. So therefore, there's Kelim, now became something new, and therefore it's Mukta. Ho Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is Matir, the Shivrei Kelim, because there's no din of Nolad according to him. Whereas the Bad Yom Ha'ad says even Mesikin Bekelim is because the main purpose of a Kli is not for burning, and since according to Rabbi Nechemiah, anything which is not its main purpose is Mukta, how could you take a Kli to put into a fireplace if that's Mukta? You can't put it into a fireplace. So therefore, according to him, it was to be in Mesikin. Omrib Nachman, Hani Livni, the Yishtayim Ibn Yana, Shavet Tutelinu. If you have bricks that were left over from a building project, they're scattered around, that's not the same thing as rocks in a chutzah. Bricks are considered to be kalim, and they're kalim that are also shayach leheter, but since you no longer have them set aside for binyan, they're usable to chutzah l'mizgalayu. They're usable for leaning on, because in those days it was all of the spontaneous picnicking would be done by leaning. That's the way they were used to eating. So fine, so if you're sitting down to have a picnic, you could take these bricks and lie down on them. So that's a perfectly good usage. But shargino, if you pile them up into a pile, then vadayaksino, then it's clear that you turn them into mukta because you intend to use them for binyan. On the nakon umashmu, cheres ktana, you have a broken piece of cheres. Muta l'talto b'chatser avu b'karmelit lov. You'd be allowed to use it in a chatser, because in a chatser there's often kalim around for which this will have a purpose. You can use it for covering or for balancing or whatever. But if you're in a karmelit, well, what purpose would you have in moving this piece of cheres? There's nothing in a karmelit. Whereas Reb Nachman, did they amar afilu the karmelit? but not in Rishus HaRabim. Whereas Rava says, even Rishus HaRabim, and this is actually Rava L'shitaso, where there was a Maisa Shahaya, Rava was walking through the shopping center, the Ristika, the Mechuza, and at Vasoy Masane, and his shoes got muddy. He stepped into a puddle of mud. So it was Vasoy Masane Tina. Also Shame, so his valet came along. Shokal Chaspa picked up a piece of cheres from the ground, and this was Rishus HaRabim, v'chom mechapelu, and he was cleaning his shoes, rubber shoes. So all of the Talmidim start shouting at the Shamash, hey, you can't do that. It's mutza. So Rava said to them, you know, it's bad enough that you guys don't know anything, but when you try to teach something, that's really pathetic. So lo mishtayi l'rogamiri, not only haven't you learned anything, but migman ami megami, now you're teaching everybody what you didn't learn. It happens to be, it's completely mutter. What's the problem over here? Ilu b'chotzer havoy. Let me ask you something. If I would be in a chotzer. No. Simila habichazer, chasir b'imona, what you would have yelled at him, you would have said, this is perfectly suitable for covering up a pot. No. So I'm worse than a pot. So I'm a rishus harabim. So I'm the pot. No, so why can't you use it to clean my shoes? So chanan b'chazer with idi. But it has to be dafke in the place where it's the norm to have a shimush. Perfectly good shimush.
No,
not dependent in the particular place where it is.
But
I'm not carrying it outside of our boundaries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course not. Obviously, sure. Omer v'yod omer shmur, magufat chavit shenichteta, v'yod the word shenichteta is not referring back to the magufa, it's referring to the chavit. The chavit got all cracked up, and it has a cover. So now, mutter l'taltalam b'shabbos, you can carry these things on Shabbos, both the full magufa and the pieces he or shvarel. But lo yisvot mimena shevel chasot v'takli.
You can take both the
cover and the broken pieces of the barrel and move them, because they're usable for covering things. But lo yisvot mimena shever, don't shape one of the pieces to fit, because that of course would be back of the potish. That you're not allowed to do. The chasot ba etakli, or the shlumach ba krayamit, they're trying to get it to fit. You can't fix it to get it to fit. But im zarka ba'ashpa, if you decided that it's useless, and you throw it into the garbage pail, so then it becomes ulcer, because throwing it into a garbage pail makes it muksa. What is there to miss? A barrel breaks? Is something to miss? And you weren't listening again. And I said, the word nichtecha is not referring to the magufa. In order to avoid this misunderstanding.
A cracked barrel, a complete lid,
yeah.
And the cracked barrel could also be used as lids, even though I haven't
done it. Correct. Yeah. Maskevar of Papa, what is this business of throwing it into an ashpa? If somebody takes his clothes and decides to throw them out on Shabbos, and somebody else decides, I like those clothes, you're telling me they're muksa? How do you make it mukta? Elamiyat is zorikle leglimet. You throw your clothing into a garbage pail. So achinami daslan, now it becomes mukta. Lamanachach, if you hold that these shvarim are suitable, they're still oisid malacha. Throwing it into garbage pail is not going to make it mukta. Elam rav papa, im zorikle god yomla ashva. I can understand if you want to say that I'm koveya now that it's not a kli for me. Good. So then that you were makatsabi adayim. You could be Mekatzi Yadayim. You can't be Mekatzi Yadayim on Shabbos. Once it was already not Muktza, you can't turn it into Muktza on Shabbos, as long as it's still the same kli that it was before. So im zarkani bo yom la'ashva, then indeed it would be Asura. You know, there was no reason for us to start so late.
No.
I didn't realize it at the time. I mean, it was way too